State Senator Ed Buttrey from Great Falls says Montana's GOP needs leadership to work toward what he calls a more welcoming and big tent party. Buttrey ran for his party's nomination to run in the special election for Montana's House seat, losing to Greg Gianforte. He says the state GOP has been hurt recently by internal feuds over who is a true Republican, creating factions that limit the party's potential.
And we've done a lot of that. We've had folks, that have said, this is what I believe, whether it's realistic or not, and if you don't agree with me, you're not a Republican. We can't do that anymore. There's a lot of visionary in our party, and we need to embrace that. Listen to everybody. Let them have their say. Don't tell them to be quiet because they're not Republican enough.
But Republican Senator Jennifer Fielder from Thompson Falls wants people who say they're Republican to have true Republican values and not just bandwagon on the GOP name to win in conservative counties.
There's some work to do there to make sure that our name just isn't being used or our brand just isn't being used by people who feel like the only way that they could get elected is if they put an R behind their name. We want to make sure that the people that put an R behind their name actually are Republicans.
As party members gather this weekend to elect the future leaders of the state GOP, they're coming off a near sweep of statewide offices in 2016, winning every office but the governor's. But in recent weeks, the party has faced the challenge of seeing Congressman-elect Greg Gianforte initially deny and then accept responsibility for assaulting a journalist on the eve of his Election Day win. Gianforte's ability to move beyond the negative notoriety for this incident will have a lot to do with whether he can retain his seat in 2018. It's also likely to influence the GOP's ability to defeat Democrat Senator John Tester, who's well-positioned to run for his third term in 2018 as well. I'm Corin Cates-Carney, Montana Public Radio.